The Arkansas Delta Byways region has a history and culture as rich as its fertile soil. It's where the state's history began, where Native Americans built intricate cities, and where Europeans crossed the mighty Mississippi. This publisher was born in Arkansas City and endured the flood of 1927. He would later create Jet and Ebony magazines. Know who? Find the answer and much more by visiting deltabyways.com.
This ad paid for with a combination of state funds and Arkansas Delta Byways Regional Association funds.
You're listening to Bomber Football on Classic Hits 101.7, KCTT, Yellville, Mountain Home.
In 7-9, ball spotted on the 40-yard line.
12 minutes to play. This clock's going to run in this fourth quarter. Second down and 9 here for Mountain Home. Jones roll up 35 to zip. Motion man to the near side. McKay hands it off to Junior Williams. Junior getting to the second level to the linebackers before he's pulled down. Down at the 44, it's a 4-yard gain. So it's going to bring up 35 here for Mountain Home.
Brings up third down and 5.
Here's the handoff to Junior straight ahead, and he's going to pick up about 2.5 on the play. So fourth down coming up here for Mountain Home near midfield. They'll keep the offense out there and have another chance to convert here.
That was a pile of humanity right there on the tackle. Just about
everybody, wasn't there?
There's gold shirts. There are probably 8 of them trying to drag Junior down.
3-yard pickup. So it's fourth and about 2 here for Mountain Home. They give it to Junior. Or no, they don't. They pitch it late, and this is Liddy up the left sideline. First down run. McKay with the late pitch. Almost looked like may have been a pass, actually. That may have been a forward pitch. And McKay, I should say Liddy, has the first down run.
That was a well-executed option play right there. Jonesboro had their that 5-look front, and they brought the linebackers on the snap trying to anticipate Junior getting the ball in the tackle gap. McKay pulled it, got it on the corner with a good pitch to Liddy. And that's the way you draw it up right there.
That was nice. They pick up 12 yards on the play. First down at the 41 of Jonesboro. Oh, my goodness. McKay is hit. He fumbles the football, and it's down. Jonesboro wanted to pick it up and run with it, but they were down. And that's big number 91, Kevin Pointer. He thought he was going to have a touchdown the other way.
You know, at some point in time, that guy has come up in the A-gap all night long. You know, they're going to give the ball to Jonesboro. At some point in time, somebody has to get a body on him. Not pushing, not a shoulder, but you actually got to step in front of him.
McKay was, he barely got a step out from under center when he was hit. I mean, Pointer was on top of him immediately. Kind of like you were on supper tonight with those, with that fish. I mean, he was there in a hurry.
That fish is sitting on me pretty heavy right now.
Second turnover of the night for Mountain Home after the fumble. McKay was a little shaken up, a little slow to get up off the ground. And Jonesboro has the football back at their own 46-yard line. This is Acock, hands it off straight ahead. Big run for Daniel Johnson. Breaks another tackle up the left sideline. Liddy will try to get him, and he can't. It's a touchdown. Liddy hit him at about the 3-yard line, but Johnson stayed on his feet and takes it in. 54 yards on the touchdown run by Daniel Johnson. A one-play, 54-yard drive.
Not much you can say about that, Brad.
No, Not from the Mount Home standpoint. Boy, he bounced off several tackles that time. And Bob, we talked early on. We've talked about it several times, fatigue. They've got 44 players playing. Mount Home has seven going both ways. I mean, it's, you know, it's going to catch up with
you. And we knew in the fourth quarter it was going to catch up with you. And, boy, your legs don't respond, and your brain wants you to do stuff. Your body just, you can't do it.
Extra point good. 42-0, our score. Jonesboro with the lead. 7:56 left in the game. You're listening to Bomber Football on Classic Hits 101.7.
Do you suffer chronic back pain, neck pain, sciatica, neuropathy, or arthritis pain? If so, then interventional pain management can help. Doctors Chapman, Kraft, and Tilley are pain management specialists with over 50 years of combined pain experience. They form North Arkansas's largest, fully comprehensive pain management clinic to help those suffering. New patients are being accepted in the Mountain Home and Harrison locations. Call 508-5900 for more information.
Interventional Pain Management is a department of Baxter Regional Medical Center.
When it comes to cooking meals, drying clothes, heating water, and my home, nothing beats natural gas from CenterPoint Energy. It's my most affordable energy option. It costs less to use than electricity, propane, and heating oil. So if you already have natural gas, keep it. And if you're replacing an appliance, choose it.
At CenterPoint Energy, we're investing in infrastructure to help bring comfort and savings to you. Visit centerpointenergy.com/naturalgasbenefits to learn more. CenterPoint Energy, always there.
Well, Jonesboro was getting ready to kick off, and Mountain Home takes a timeout. Kind of an odd spot for one.
You don't see that very often.
No. So we'll take another break. It's 42-0 Jonesboro. You're listening to Bomber Football on Classic Hits 101.7.
Bank on checking that pays with the Integrity Club at Integrity First Bank. Get rewarded for everyday purchases and earn up to $80 annually in cash back. Call or stop by any of our 5 Twin Lakes area branch locations and learn about even more club benefits like everywhere cash savings, free estate planning review, and other benefits to protect your financial future, as well as convenient online and first mobile banking. Join the club, the Integrity Club, and bank on checking that pays with Integrity First Bank, member FDIC.
Well, Jonesboro getting ready to kick off again as Mount Home used a timeout there. 42-0 Jonesboro, 7 minutes left in the contest. Clock stopped after the touchdown. After the timeout, I should say. Childers kick. This is kind of a line drive kick. Hit one of the up men from Mountain Home, and the Bombers quickly fall on it. But Shears realized he hit one of his teammates, and he does a good job to chase after the football and fall on it at the 31-yard line.
First and 10, Mountain Home, ball on the 31-yard line.
Nah, looks like the starters are out now for Jonesboro. They got some of those second-team guys in there. So Mountain Home will start at their own 30. They've actually got it marked at the 32-yard line. Jonesboro jumps offside. Jordan Flanagan finally gets a chance to get into the ball game, and he was eager. He wanted to get back there. Oh, and he's going to come out of the game. He finally gets in, jumps offsides, and leaves the game before his ball's ever snapped. That is 8 penalties for 60 yards tonight against the Hurricane. Here's McKay handing it to Junior Williams, and even running against that second team. Boy, there's just nothing there.
No, they've got fresh legs, and they're wanting to impress somebody, and they're coming hard. You know, they're just laying their ears back and coming up the field, and we're just not blocking them.
Over on KTLO AM, hey, the Cardinals just tied it up with the Pirates, 3-3. Matt Carpenter with a single in the ninth to tie it. Cardinals still trying to make a push and get into the postseason. Second down and 5 here for Mountain Home. The toss sweep coming to the near side is Winfeld, and Boy, again, Jonesboro does a good job to kind of stretch that play out, and Winfield gets nothing, no gain on the play.
They do a good job making you run sideways, and those guys in the secondary are pretty quick, and they're doing a good job of coming up and filling.
So it's third and five at the 37. Mountain Home got 5 yards on the penalty, and back-to-back, no gains. Third and five here for the Bombers. Motion to the far side. And the ball kept by McKay. A late pitch to Liddy. Liddy trying to get to the corner. He's got a first down run, showing his speed out across the 45. Steps out at the 47-yard line. A first down after a 10-yard gain.
Well, that's a good burst of speed right there by Brad. Got out of bounds right there. I mean, got the first down. Once again, that running that option pitch has looked pretty good tonight.
So a 10-yard pickup on third down. The clock continues to run with 4:08 to play. Bombers down 42-0. Probably nice to see Mountain Home sticking in the end zone, get some
yes,
points
it
here.
Would.
First down. The ball is handed off straight ahead, and
Riley
that's
Peters.
Riley. Yep, he's going to pick up about four on the play. They got him at the 49. Second and six coming up. Peters goes out, and Junior Williams comes back in for Mountain Home. Six. 3:22 left as the clock continues to run. Ball is kept by McKay this time. He's up the left sideline and he is gone. Isaac McKay is going to go 49 yards for the touchdown, and the Bombers are on the board.
Well, that's what that pitch does for you. You've been successful on the pitch. You make that cornerback or that outside man on the defensive take that pitch back, and they did that time, and Isaac turned it up the field.
So Mountain Home avoids the shutout, and they get on the board. Comes with 2:53 left in the ball game. And Mikey McLean in to attempt the extra point here for Mountain Home. The holder is Liddy. Gets the snap down. The kick is up, and the kick is good. So we'll break the clock running with 2:18 left in the contest. 42-7 Jonesboro. You're listening to Bomber Football on Classic Hits 101.7.
Mountain Home Tire and Auto, your Goodyear dealer, is proud to sponsor Bomber Football. We're especially proud of our very own Trey Podwaski. Play hard and play to win. If your vehicle is in need of tires, brakes, alignments, or an oil change, we can also do anything your diesel truck needs from tuning to exhaust. Come see us at 210 South Main Street in Mountain Home. Your Goodyear dealer, Mountain Home Tire and Auto. Go Bombers, go!
There's a new spirit in Pine Bluff, and it's contagious. Soon there will be a new library, a new aquatic center, a renovated Pines Hotel, a revitalized downtown, and exciting partnerships with the University of Arkansas at Pine Bluff. Pine Bluff Rising, which is empowering citizens to make things happen, invites you to keep up with our progress by liking us on Facebook. When Pine Bluff thrives, all of Arkansas benefits. Join us in celebrating the return of a strong Pine Bluff.
All right, the Bombers getting ready to kick off. McLean with the kick down the middle. Jonesboro falls on it at the 30. Kind of a squib kick, so Jonesboro does have a chance to run it back. So Jonesboro will have to snap it just a couple more times with 2:05 to play. It's not been a pretty game, but I'm sure glad to see Mountain Home get those points on the board here in this fourth quarter and avoid the shutout.
For him, too. That makes it a whole lot easier to look at, you know. And, you know, we've moved the ball. We just have those mistakes, sometimes mental and sometimes physical, that have kept us from being consistent moving the ball. And if we move it and keep it away from them, you know, maybe they don't score this many points. Tackle.
Dryden Bartels up the left sideline. He may take this one all the way. Liddy trying to chase him down. And Winfield helping out. Bartels is going to be knocked out of bounds at the 9-yard line. A huge run for Bartels, a sophomore who takes the handoff from the 30. Almost goes all the way with it. A 61-yard run on the play.
You know, and when he took the handoff, he stuttered around in the backfield. He didn't really know where he was going. We just couldn't get to him.
So first and goal for the Hurricane at the 9-yard line, 1:30 to play. He gets it again, and he's going to be stacked up, loss of one back to the 10-yard line. That was Bartels again.
Brings up second down and long.
They're going to mark him back at the 11. It's actually a loss of two on the play. 65 seconds. Left Jonesboro. Depends on how long it takes him to set the football. May just have to snap it one more time. Probably twice here. Got the second teamers in there right now. Cheatham's in a quarterback. That's still Bartels at running back. Cheatham fumbles the snap. He will just fall on it. He's down back at the 17-yard line. A loss of six. And they're not going to have to snap it again. They have not started the play clock yet. And the referee does his job with 23 seconds left. He starts the play clock, and that's the ball game. 42-7, the final score. Jonesboro has the victory. We'll take a timeout. Come back and wrap things up here in just a moment. You're listening to Bomber Football on Classic Hits 101.7.
The game is over, but our broadcast continues. Stay tuned for the Bombers postgame show coming up next on Classic Hits 101.7.
Concern for community is one of the seven cooperative principles North Arkansas Electric Cooperative follows. Members who want to help our community can join the co-op's Operation Roundup program. Your bill will be rounded up to the next even dollar. That spare change will help fund college scholarships and donations to local organizations. Stop by NAEC's office or call 870-425-2141 to join Operation Roundup today.
You love hunting season. You've camouflaged yourself to blend in with your surroundings, but you're still searching for the best place to hide. Even if it takes a lifetime, you won't give up until you take down your target. It's impressive, really, that mouth cancer displays such dedication. Oh, wait, I'm sorry. Did you think I was talking to you? No, I'm talking to the cancer-causing chemicals that damaged your mouth last year while you were dipping in your tree stand.
Ditch the dip. For help quitting, call 1-800-QUIT-NOW today.